Nolte, Democrats, Media, Hollywood Look to Steal Election from Joe Biden. By John Nolte on July 19, 2024. Whatever you think of Joe Biden, even as a lefty I didn't like the self-dealing, mean-spirited phony, it is still repulsive watching Democrats, Hollywood, and the corporate media use every trick in the book to steal Biden's primary election away from him. Biden won the 2024 Democrat primary with some 15 million votes. No one else came close. Like almost every sitting president, he was so popular, there was no serious challenge. And he won. He won that election in a resounding victory, and now elite Democrats, unelected Hollywood plutocrats, and the fascist media are pulling every dirty trick in the book to non-person Biden and erase his victory. What's happening is outrageous. Biden won the primary. He wants to stand for re-election. His supporters voted for him knowing he was old and frail. And everyone from former President Barry Obama on down is still looking to rat-fuck him out the door. Related, Monica Crowley on the Democrats' plot to swap out Joe Biden. Just a few examples. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, the two most powerful elected Democrats not named Biden, are meeting with Biden while grasping poll data to scare him out of the race. Worse still, after these meetings are strategically leaked to the media, Pelosi and Schumer lie and claim it's not true. They never did any such thing, they say. Meanwhile, 538 still says Biden has a better chance than not of defeating former President Trump in November. The same Hollywood plutocrats who just a few weeks ago conned tens of millions of dollars from their Tinseltown colleagues spouting that sharp as a tack lie, "I'm looking at you, George Clooney and Jeffrey Katzenberg," are now seeking to protect themselves by using public blackmail to force Biden out with the threat of withholding money already pledged to him. As is always the case, the corporate media are the worst. For years, anyone who dared question Biden's obvious mental deterioration was attacked as conspiracy theorists and worse. But once that cat jumped out of that bag and onto that debate podium to howl up the truth, all of a sudden the media are assuring us President Sharp as a tack in June is no longer capable of running for office in July. Oh, so. Somehow, he is capable of running the country as president for the next 6 months, but incapable of running for office. Related, Representative Kat Kamick, you may see the 25th Amendment used by Democrats if Biden won't step aside. This is election theft, plain and simple. Biden's frailty wasn't a secret. Voters had already accounted for this in making their decision. That's why the polls have hardly budged in the weeks since the debate. Here's the perfectly perfectest of perfect examples of what I'm talking about, which is that this is not about what's best for America, but a coup to keep extremist Democrats in power. I give you MSNBC's Joe Scarborough on March 6, 2024. Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I have known him for years. The Brzezinski have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And now I give you Joe Scarborough 17 weeks later. It's really incumbent on people that are around Joe Biden to step up at this point and help the president and help the man they love and do the right thing. The anger I hear at the people that are keeping him in a bubble or who may have their own interests, some financial, in keeping him in the race. That is the real anger. It is widespread. Joe Biden deserves better. He deserves better than he is getting from those closest to him. This is not going to end well if it continues to drag out. Do you see what's missing from Scarborough there? He's not defending his pal Biden's mental acumen. He's not saying, wait a minute, wait a minute. This version of Biden intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. How dare you steal this election? Even more vile is the fact that Scarborough is hitting Biden where it most hurts. When trans Rachel Maddow speaks of people harming Biden to look after their own financial interests, he's talking about Hunter Biden. That's low. Democrats are so devious, they leaked the lie that the oh-so-precious and laughably overrated John Meacham was already writing Biden's speech announcing he would step down. This was done to create the false narrative he's out, which gets the public used to the idea, which makes it nearly impossible for Biden to back out of what he has already agreed to do, even though he hasn't agreed. The worst lie of all is that if Biden drops out of the race it will burnish his legacy. No, it won't. His only hope for redemption is to win re-election, is to prove these election thieves wrong. If he drops out, he will always be remembered as Dementia Jimmy Carter. Not only a dreadful and failed president, but one wheeled out of office kicking and screaming with oatmeal dripping from his chin. The voters have made their choice, and the organized left wants to steal that choice away. Democracy doesn't die in darkness. It dies in plain sight on the front pages of the far-left New York Times and Washington Post. It dies at the top of every cable news hour. It dies on Rob Reiner's Twitter account. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.